Emancipation Park, welcome. Emancipation Park is a welcoming, opportunity-rich open space in which we explore and celebrate freedom. A destination of profound historic importance, it is first and foremost a neighborhood commons steeped in local, national, and global significance. Its beautiful natural environment invites discovery. Impressive multi-use facilities support the aspirational dreams of the surrounding community. In spirit, Emancipation Park is one big playground for children, for athletes, for musicians, for artists, for students, for adventurers and seekers of serenity. Like any playground, its design promotes every kind of participation, from looking on to diving in, and self-guided exploration to structured recreation. Located in the heart of the Third Ward, Houston's African-American community was unified in its support to purchase and control land on which it could produce annual celebrations of Juneteenth and provide culturally enriching and community-advancing programs and projects. This is the legacy of the land we now regard as the historic Emancipation Park, the oldest park in the city of Houston, Texas. The park is considered sacred ground in appreciation of its history. It all started when formerly enslaved community leaders from the 3rd and 4th Ward formed the Colored People of Harris County Festival Association. This sparked a desire to have a place to commemorate the anniversary of their emancipation, the Juneteenth. In 1872, Reverend Elias Dibble and community leaders Richard Allen and Richard Brock united with Reverend Jack Yates to raise $800 to purchase 10 acres of parkland for hosting Juneteenth celebrations. Financial contributions came from the congregations of Antioch Baptist, Trinity Methodist Episcopal, and St. Paul African Methodist Episcopal churches, along with numerous Vanguard organizations, institutions, and residents. The purchase of this property is significant, not only as the start of a ritual of remembrance and celebration, but also as an early act of exercising the new right of property ownership. Later, a group of 7 community-based directors organized as stewards or trustees of the park. This group was called Houston's Colored Emancipation Park Association, CEPA, and became a chartered entity on April 28, 1883. To learn more about Emancipation Park, please proceed to the next stop on the tour or visit our website at epconservancy.org.